This program is brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
I'm trying to show y'all it's time to go to another level. This is the season of the Holy Spirit, and He's about to blow all of your minds because you're going to know what comes out of your spirit instead of what comes out of your mind. See, when you get the revelation, you can go back and deposit it into your mind. But God says, I'm ready to reveal some things to you. But what we've got to say is, Lord, we're ready to receive some things from you. Go ahead, say it.
Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app brings you live church services direct to your smart TV and much more. You'll also get access to Changing Your World Network, streaming grace messages and exclusive content 24 hours a day right in the app. Get unlimited streaming through Roku, Amazon, and Apple TV absolutely free. Visit your app store. Download the Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app now to start streaming. For more information, visit CreflodollarMinistries.org.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
If you have your Bibles, go with me to the book of St. John, chapter 14, verse 26. St. John chapter 14 and 26. Let's look at this in the King James and the Amplified. I probably believe that this is going to be pretty radical this morning, so I'm going to just try to share as many scriptures with you as possible so you can see it for yourself in the Word. There's something about seeing it for yourself in the Word. Verse 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatever I have said unto you." So here we see the Holy Spirit making a commitment to teach you all things. And so that's why I'm trying to get you to redefine your understanding of the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit is not just the jump, He's not just the jiggle, He's not just the scream, He's not just the run. Granted, when you experience the Holy Spirit at times, you want to jump and scream and run, but that is not the wholeness of who He is. And we just can't limit the Holy Spirit to those actions in church when there's so much more that He has been sent here to do for us. And here He says He's been sent to teach us all things. And in the Amplified, He says, "But the Comforter," now it refers to the Holy Spirit as the Comforter. How many of you have ever need comforted in your life? Well, you have an unseen partner, the Holy Spirit, who wants to provide that. He's a counselor, but the comforter, the counselor, the helper, the intercessor, the advocate, the strengtheners, the standby, the Holy Spirit. Look at all that has been made available to you when Jesus sent Him back here. So the Holy Spirit's available to counsel you. The Holy Spirit is available to help you. I mean, the number of times that you're going through things and you need wise counsel, do you know your unseen partner wants to speak counsel to you? He wants to provide help. He wants to be your advocate. You know, when you're weak, He wants to be your strengthener. He wants to be the one that will strengthen you. He's the one that's standing by. And very few Christians even know that He's there to even acknowledge His presence and all that He was sent to do for us. And I am saying, let us please wake up to the reality of the Holy Spirit. Let us wake up to the fact that we have an unseen partner. The Holy Spirit is God, ladies and gentlemen. The Holy Spirit is not an it. It is not a thing. The Holy Spirit is God. He's the third person of the Trinity. It is not three different gods. It's one God expressing Himself as a Father, expressing Himself as a Son, expressing Himself as a helper, a comforter, the Holy Spirit. And so when you read about the Holy Spirit, this is not some Casper the friendly ghost. It's God sent here to help you to be successful in everything you've been called to do. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Now, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9 and 2. So the Holy Spirit, He's your unseen partner. You will not be able to be successful without Him. You know, Jesus said to His disciples, wait here in Jerusalem until you receive the Holy Spirit, then go out. You know, as Christians, we still are trying to do a lot of things without the help of the Holy Spirit because you can't see Him. But just because you can't see Him doesn't mean He's not real. He's the one that's going to be helping you out. And when somebody say, how did you get out of that? You'll have no choice but to say, that was the Lord's doing. And you get ready to say that, because you're going to be saying that a whole lot. That was the Lord's doing. That was the Lord's doing. That was the Lord's doing. We've got to get away from this arrogance that it is our ability and quit looking at yourself as the source of your prosperity in your life. It's the Holy Spirit. If He was not important, then why did Jesus send Him here? And He wants to do things with you. He wants to reveal things to you. There's some stuff about you you don't even know about yourself. Hallelujah. That's why it's a tragedy for a man to commit suicide, because he pushed the stop button on a masterpiece that God was getting ready to reveal. Hallelujah. Look what He says here in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. But as it is written, eye hath not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath, past tense, already prepared for them that love Him. Well, how is He going to get it to us? Verse 10, He said, but God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. So there's some things that your eye hadn't seen, your ear hadn't heard, it hadn't even entered into your heart, the things that God has prepared for you. Turn to your neighbor and say, God has prepared some things for you. Turn to the other side and say, you may not know them yet. But the Spirit of God will show it to you. Now, that just blows my mind that the Holy Spirit has some stuff to show me about me. I'm trying to get this in your thinking. We can no longer casually live this life as a Christian without being sensitive to the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Those days have got to be over with. It can't be church as usual. It can't be your religion and your relationship with Jesus as usual. There is a partner that He sent you, obviously, because you couldn't do this alone. So He sent you an unseen partner, the Holy Ghost, and He's going to show you about who you... You know, you could be getting ready to marry somebody, and the Holy Ghost knows some stuff about that situation that hadn't been revealed to you yet. You ain't got to go through hell if He's going to show you hell before you have to go through it. Amen. The Holy Spirit is ready to take us to another level in life. See, we're still sweating like a bunch of sinners. And Jesus said, my yoke is easy. And the Holy Spirit is your partner to help you to go through this life successfully. He says this in verse 10, but God has revealed them unto us by Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. So the Spirit searches the deep things of God. Now look at this in the Amplified, same verse here. The deep things of God, the one who's going to be leading you, guiding you, talking to you, sharing with you, is going to show you the deep stuff. Now He says, yet to us God has unveiled and revealed them by and through His Spirit, for the Holy Spirit searches diligently, exploring and examining everything, even sounding the profound and the bottomless things of God. Oh, the Holy Ghost has been searching and digging around the bottomless, which means there's no bottom. There's no bottom to what God knows. And He's been searching the bottomless things of God, the divine counsels. He knows all of that. Watch this. And the things hidden, He's been searching, and beyond man's scrutiny. So He's been examining stuff that's beyond your ability to examine, and He has found some things that have been hidden, not from you, but for you. and he's wanting to reveal some things that you don't know about to you. But how can he when you won't give him the permission to operate in your life? You're not opening yourself up to what he wants to say to you in your life because you just think he's a jump and a jiggle at church. But he's the one that goes home with you. He's the one that when you fall in a pit, he's in the pit with you. He's the one that when you go crazy and lose your mind or about to lose your mind, he is with you. He is that still small voice when you're so hurt and you're so broken, there's not even enough pieces to break anymore. He's the one that takes all of those pieces, puts them back together again, whispers in your ear that everything is going to be all right because I've been searching the deep things of God and I know something you don't know that's been hidden from you, but not from you, but for you. And I'm going to take what's been hidden for you and reveal it to you, and you're going to see with new eyes. So I'm a little befuddled. How are we continuing to try to live life without the sent one? The Holy Spirit was the sent one. And anytime you're the sent one, you're equipped with everything needed to get the job done. My mama used to send me to a little neighborhood grocery store called Max, Mr. Max. And Mr. Max had, you know, you remember the pig ears in the jar? Pig feet in the jar, pick feet. And Mr. Max had them butter cookies for a penny. Give me a 15 cent worth of butter cookies. But Mr. Max always, he sold cigarettes. Cool, Marlboro. Now y'all sit here, I don't know what you're talking about. My mama used to get a list and then provide me with the money. And I would walk to the store and tell Mr. Max what I wanted. I had the money. See, I was the sent one because I was equipped to successfully carry out the assignment. Well, see, the Holy Spirit is the sent one. There ain't nothing about you that he's not already prepared to minister to. I don't know what hurt you had, what kind of abuse you've been through, what kind of situation you've been through. There ain't nothing you have gone through that the Holy Ghost doesn't have the equipment to deal with. And I don't see how we're trying to keep living life as Christians without acknowledging the Holy Spirit. Lift your hands up right now and say, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
I acknowledge you
and give you permission
to lead and guide me and to be involved intimately in every aspect of my life. How many of you meant that? How many of you mean it? Amen. Amen. So he's been sent to reveal Jesus to you. And there's a reason for that. He's been sent to reveal Jesus to you. You think you know Jesus. He's been sent to reveal him to you. And he's been sent to reveal some things to you. So the greatest assignment of the Holy Spirit ultimately is to reveal Jesus to you, number one, but to reveal some things to you about you and your relationship with Jesus Christ. Now, let's go and look at this now. Look at Matthew chapter 16, verse 13. We left off with this last week. Matthew 16 and 13. How strong is this revelation that will come from God? How strong and the purpose of this revelation that flows from him? Matthew 16 and 13 says this: when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Now, Jesus was the Son of God before he got his physical body, but once he was born in the earth and got his physical body, the Son of God became the Son of Man so that the sons of men could become the sons of God. Did you hear what I just said? Amen. And so, and they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias and some Jeremiah, one of the prophets, verse 15. He saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? Whom do you say that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, a couple of things here. He said, thou art the Christ. See, most people thought Christ was Jesus' last name. Christ is translated the anointed one. Thou art the anointed one, the Son of the living God. So that's the first thing. The second thing, when Simon said this, he had no comprehension in his brain what just came out of his mouth. The knowledge, what was revealed to him, went past his brain and came out of his mouth. How many of you ever said something and you had to go back and study it? Now, Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Look at verse 17. And Jesus answered and said unto him. Well, wait a minute. How do we go from he said and then Jesus answered? Well, what was asked? What was Jesus responding to? Well, I could probably see him saying, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Ooh, what just came out of my mouth? What just happened? And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah. I'm going to explain to you what happened. For flesh and blood hath not revealed this to you. This flesh and blood, your mind, your education, your brain, this didn't come out of that. He said, flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you. It was my Father, which is in heaven, he revealed this to you. So here is a man receiving knowledge from God that he didn't have until it was revealed to him. Glory be to God. Turn to your neighbor and say, the Holy Ghost was sent to make you smarter. Imagine how far you could go being tapped into the Holy Spirit and he's revealing secret things to you you didn't even know. They know that Jesus was a great teacher, but they didn't know what just came out of his mouth until it was revealed to him. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Where'd that come from? It didn't come from the acrobats of the mind. It didn't come from Sunday school quarterlies. This came from God. Information downloaded into this human system and released out of the mouth that came from God. Oh, grace, great entrepreneurship can happen when you're hooked up with God. Great ideas. Do you understand the value of understanding knowledge that you didn't obtain from school or a master's degree? It was knowledge that you got from God. It was knowing what you know because God showed it to you. I'm trying to show y'all it's time to go to another level. This is the season of the Holy Spirit, and he's about to blow all of your minds because you're going to know what comes out of your spirit instead of what comes out of your mind. See, when you get the revelation, you can go back and deposit it into your mind. But God says, I'm ready to reveal some things to you. But what we've got to say is, Lord, we're ready to receive some things from you. Go ahead, say it. Yeah. And Jesus answered and said unto him, let's go to verse, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but the Father which is in heaven. 18. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter. Now, again, he didn't say your name's Peter. Just like he says, thou art the Christ. Somebody said, what's Jesus' last name? Jesus Christ. No, Christ is not his last name. Christ is not his last name. Well, if Christ ain't his last name, what is his last name? Well, when Moses was before the burning bush and he said, who should I say sent him? He said, tell him I am sent you. And so I figure if God said, tell him I am sent you, then Jesus am like God am, and they come from the am family. He am your healing. He am your deliverance. He am your way out. He am whatever you need him to be. But here he says that you are a Peter. You are a Peter. The word Peter here is translated a piece of rock, a fragment of rock. He says, now, Peter, what just came through you? He says, you are Peter. You are a fragment. Peter was not his name. His name was Simon. He was the Simon Bar-Jonah, Simon son of Jonah. But here, as a result of revelation coming through him, he was called a Peter, a fragment of rock, a piece of rock. Mm. But what was he referring to? He was referring to the revelation that just came through him. And he says, you just got a piece. The knowledge you got was a fragment, a piece of the rock. And he says, now upon the rock. Now the rock is revelation. The revelation of Jesus. Upon this rock, it was the revelation of Jesus. Oh, listen to me now. It's the revelation of Jesus.
Right.
There's something that happens to every person that gets a revelation of Jesus. And upon this rock, upon what? A revelation of Jesus. I will build my church. Build my church on what? On a revelation of Jesus. Build my church on a revelation of Jesus. Not build my church on these weird principles, but to build my church on the revelation of Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, I purpose in my heart to make sure every time you come in here, you hear the name of Jesus. You hear about Jesus. Jesus is the rock that everything else goes on. He's got to be your root. He's got to be your foundation. He's your way in. He's your way out. These people debate about, well, Jesus can't be the only way. Yeah, he is the only way. You can't get to the Father through Buddha. You can't get through the Father through Mohammed. You can't get to the Father through Harry selling roses on I-85. The only way you're going to get to the Father is through the Son, Jesus Christ. It is in him we move. In him we breathe. In him we have our being. In him we're righteous. In him we're redeemed. In him we're delivered. In him we're saved. I can't do nothing without Jesus. Cancel life if there was no Jesus. I'll build my church on a revelation of Jesus. Now, here's the good news. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church that's built on the revelation of Jesus Christ. Sickness won't be able to prevail. Poverty won't be able to prevail. Anything of the devil won't be able to win, because you cannot prevail against Jesus when you have a revelation of Jesus. Come on, verse 19. And I'll give thee, once you get a revelation of Jesus, you get the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And with the keys, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. You know what he said? He says, when you get a revelation of Jesus, you're going to get a revelation of the authority that has been put into your hands. You sitting here just putting up with the acts of the devil. You sitting up, putting up with sickness, putting up with poverty, putting up with school shootings, when the power has been put into your hands. You have the authority. You keep talking to God about the problem. You keep praying about the problem. Ain't nothing about wrong with praying until you realize that God has put the answer in your hands.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be talking to God about the problem. You should be talking to the problem about what God has already done. Because whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. See, the problem is, here it is, something radical. Here, watch how the whole atmosphere is going to change when I say this. See, you still think that God is in control. Did you see that? Did you see that? And you say it all the time. Well, hallelujah, God's in control. Now, let's make this straight. As soon as Jesus comes back, and as soon as the 6,000 year period is over, he will take control. But right now, he is not in control. No, no, don't say nothing. Don't clap, don't smile, don't do nothing. Just sit there. Because I want to just show you the damage that wrong teaching and religion has done to your thinking.
That's right.
Many of us want to change for the better, but we can't do it by ourselves. Let the Spirit of Grace change you from the inside out. In this series, You will see how the Holy Spirit assists us to see real and lasting change in our lives.
Wherever you can find some sin, God's grace is going to be greater than the sin. And there is no sin that'll ever outdo God's grace. For where sin abound, grace did much more super abound it. Whatever sin you can come up with, it ain't going to ever outdo God's grace. His grace is still going to be greater than your crazy.
The Spirit of Grace series includes 5 insightful messages that will help you see real change from the inside out. This empowering series can be yours for a love gift of $30 or more, plus shipping and handling. Go to CreflowDollarMinistries.org or call the number on the screen to order today. Learn how to allow the Holy Spirit to lead you to success in your life.
2021 is coming to an end, and we want to bring in the new year with you. Tune in on Friday, December 31st at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and enter the new year with the World Changers Nation.
This year, God's going to open your eyes so you can see beyond what you can see. The devil better be careful about messing with you this year, because there are things you can see now that you couldn't see before that's going to change the whole game.
Clear your calendar and invite your loved ones to join us on December 31st at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, no matter where you are. Tune in through the Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app, YouTube, Facebook, and if you're in the Atlanta area, join us at the World Dome.
This is your day, the day when the free favors of God will abound, the day when God's goodness will overtake your life.
Set your reminder today. We can't wait to bring in the new year with you.
Download and stay connected with the Changing Your World podcast with Creflo Dollar. Keep the Word of God at the forefront of your mind with these powerful and uplifting messages.
Whether you're in the living room, the bedroom, the car, the garage, I just pray the presence of God will just sit down on you right now. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow.
With each message that you download and stream, you gain revelation of the fullness of God's grace.
It's your season. This is your moment. This is your time. You're going to bring forth. You're going to grow. You're going to flourish.
The Changing Your World podcast brings you life-changing wisdom right at your fingertips, no matter where you are. Subscribe today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your preferred podcast platform. Join us online as we bring you praise and worship from the World Changers Church family and the Word of God from Pastors Creflo Dollar and Taffy Dollar. For more information, visit us at CreflowDollarMinistries.org.
Because of you, Creflo Dollar Ministries is providing a new understanding of grace and empowering change in the lives of millions of people every day. Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe.
The preceding program was brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.